The death of an elderly man in Puerto Rico marked an ominous milestone for the Zika virus in the United States. A Zika infection is usually not life-threatening, but it may spread from a pregnant woman to the baby. This may result in microcephaly and other severe brain problems.
This is a public health emergency. That's what our public health experts have told us.
The White House has requested nearly $2 billion in emergency funding to target the mosquito that carries Zika and promote the development of a vaccine. The Republican-led Congress has yet to act.
We should at least have a plan from the administration for how the money's going to be spent. There is no plan. It's a blank check.
Democrats note that Congress approved larger sums with relative speed to fight Ebola and the H1N1 flu.
If they won't give the experts the resources they need to combat Zika, what do they propose? We could ask the Zika mosquitoes carrying meat and Zika carrying mosquitoes, we could ask them, don't breed this year.
There's a public health menace. There's a crisis. We have a responsibility to protect the people from it. Do your job, Congress.
With no new funds on the immediate horizon, the Obama administration is transferring unspent money intended for Ebola to fight the Zika virus. Republicans say the maneuver buys time for a better understanding of how future funds will be spent.
So we're going to stay on top of this. We need to find a vaccine. About $600 million already out the door. We still need answers to the questions about where it's going.
The White House insists the transferred Ebola money is insufficient and that time is of the essence.
We can't fund the fight against Zika a few months at a time. In order to effectively, for example, develop and test and manufacture a vaccine that can be used to protect more than 300 million American citizens, that's a multi-year effort that we're talking about.
U.S. officials believe the Zika-carrying mosquito could spread to at least 30 U.S. states. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.